everybody. Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I have a special guest. I'm in Vegas in my hotel room right now with the one, the only, Kelvin Gastelum. Kelvin, how are you, man?
Yes, sir. We're in your room. We're alone. I don't know what you brought me up to your room for.
This does seem... yes, don't worry. This does seem very, very gay, but I assure you...
I was a little skeptical, but...
I totally hear you, man. By the way, if you're in Vegas, I am at the Stratosphere performing tonight through Sunday, 8 o'clock. Next week, I'm in Edmonton, Canada at the Comic Strip. The week after that, in Minnesota at the House of Comedy after that. But here I am with the man, the myth, the legend, Kelvin Gastelum. By the way, congrats on your last fight over
Tim
Kennedy. That was awesome.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Man, well, you know, everybody knows I had a lot going into that fight, so... It was a rough month, man, going into that fight. But, you know, I pulled it through. I pulled through and came out with the W.
But you dominated this guy. And this guy, Tim Kennedy, is a monster. He's a guy that has a win over current UFC champion Bisping. Mm-hmm. He's a tough guy. His fight with Romero was great.
Yeah.
He's a grizzled vet. But you made it look easy. Did you think was it easier than you expected?
It was funny because... We expected the fight to go as it went. It went exactly as we thought it would. And we pretty much predicted the fight round by round. We said we were going to have a tough first round. Second round, he's going to be a little bit gassed. And then third round, we're just going to make him our bitch.
Now, did you have to...
those are the words of my coach,
You should make him your bitch?
He's like, you're going to make him your bitch in third round.
Well, I mean,
those were the words of my coach.
I kind of felt like they were throwing you to the wolves with Tim Kennedy. Like, even Rogan said that, like, Tim wanted to punish you.
Yeah.
It felt like bully beatdown when the bully wins.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like I was watching.
I kind of did, too. You know, I went back and watched the fight and watched the commentary and... you know, they were bullying me a little bit, but it's funny how quick the wording and you know, the way they sound towards you change once you start winning.
It was amazing. I mean, Tim looked a little slow. Did you think?
Yeah.
He seemed like he just couldn't get his night going.
Yeah.
But you were also having a great night. Do you think it was a matter of like you looking good and Tim looking bad, or no matter what, Tim showed up, you were going to beat him?
I think whoever showed up, I was going to beat him. I didn't care who was going to show up. You know, that's just the type of fighter I am. If you're, you know, I don't care who's in front of me. I'm going to give them the worst that night of their life.
And that's what you did, man. It was, I was hoping you. I mean, I'm friends with you, so I was hoping you would win. But I was like, oh
yes.
Shit, man! I really hope this dude comes down from 220.
Yeah,
fucking big and
no,
strong.
No, man. I looked at him across the cage. I'm inside of the cage, and I'm looking at him coming in, and I'm like, oh my god. This guy's humongous. I'm thinking across the cage, like, Jesus, this guy's huge. But, you know, I knew he was going to gas. I knew I was going to be faster than him. I knew I was going to be more faster than him, more gassed than him, I think, you know.
You hurt him a couple times, too.
Yeah.
Like, you almost finished him.
Yeah, I did in third.
I mean, you almost finished him in the first and second, though. You almost finished him early.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to rush anything. I didn't want to force anything, you know, and I just let the finish come to me, you know. And that's exactly what happened. I didn't even try and force anything. The finish just came by itself, to be honest.
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe you finished Tim Kennedy, man. I'm still, like, a little shocked.
Yeah, man. No, it was a good night, man. It was a fun night. I felt like I had done everything I needed to prepare for the fight, and I just knew that whoever was across... the cage for me was going to have a bad night.
Did you cut any weight to get to 85?
No. I basically just floated to 185. I showed up 192 the week of the fight, but then, you know, was still eating, was still drinking 2 gallons of water a day, and was just pretty much just floating to 185.
Now, that night, you go out in Canada and party?
No.
Really?
I went to my room and... what did I do? I went in my room, ordered a pizza, and watched the fight again.
Really?
Yeah.
No chicks?
No.
Why not? Canadian girls are smoking hot.
They're nice. No, my friend Corey Kelly had a better time than I did, and he had a good night.
Really? I can't believe it. I can't. You could have got laid that night. If you wanted to, you could have.
Yeah, maybe.
Damn. So let's talk about... maybe one of the worst moments of your career.
Yeah.
So I'll break it down. UFC 205. I have a show in Vegas. I know, in New York City. Night before, Donald Cerrone comes, right? The night before, he's supposed to weigh in. He comes to the fight.
Yeah.
He's sucked out. He came to the show. I freaking made fun of him and his whole team. Knew he was fighting you. I'm so excited to watch this fight. Everybody was. This was the fight of the year.
I know.
What happened?
Man, it's just my fault. You know, I can't put the blame on anybody else but me. You know, and that's just my fault.
Now, I had heard from some of your teammates, you came in 23 pounds overweight on that Monday to weigh in Thursday.
Yeah.
So you were fighting at 170. You came in at 193 on Monday.
Yeah.
Now, at that point, are you still convinced you can lose 23 pounds?
I've done it before, yes. And I knew I was in for a rough week, you know. But I've done it before. You know, I went into fight week with the full intention of making the weight. I said, I'm just going to nut up and I'm going to make the weight, whether I'm hurting or not. But, man, once you're in the trenches and your body's not going the way you want it to be to go, and your body's not responding the way you want it to respond, and I'm not cutting any weight, and I'm sitting in the sauna, and I'm sitting in the tub, and I'm doing everything I can, but I'm not sweating, you know, and I was just dried up. And
how close did you get?
No, I didn't get close at all.
So
8 pounds over.
8 pounds. So at one. So Monday you're 23 pounds. Tuesday you're what? 17 pounds.
Probably 17, 18.
So the weigh-in's Wednesday. So Wednesday you're like, you got to 8 pounds.
Wednesday, no, Thursday.
Thursday you got to 8 pounds.
Yeah.
But you didn't even show up to the weigh-in, right?
No.
So
no. Well, the thing was, they told me they were just gonna pull me from the fight. And I said, oh, well, I'm not fighting, so why am I even going to show up to weigh in? You know, I just thought the fight was completely scrapped.
Right.
At that point is what they made me understand. You know, they didn't.
Who's they?
The doctor and the UFC staff. That's what they made me understand, that they were just going to scrap the fight overall, you know, and not just make it look like I was skipping out on weigh-ins.
Now what are your coaches telling you at this point? Are they just depressed? Are they bummed?
They're bummed out, man. They're bummed out, you know.
You got Rafael Cordero
there, and Chance Ferrar, Tel Hunsinger, and other teammates there. Fabricio Verdum was there that week, and they were all there helping me cut the weight, and then they were all there when I had to not fight, and they were just...
Now, are
bummed.
You stepping on the scale and looking at them and just seeing sad faces?
No, man. I mean, they're super supportive. You know, they know how hard I train. They know how hard I prepare. But you know, this time, just the weight was just not.
Yeah.
Was
so,
my
so,
issue.
So you get to, but you get to 178. You got to 178 on Thursday, which was the weigh-in. Weigh-in was Friday morning, right?
Yeah. Thursday morning, I was weighing 178.
So you still had 8 pounds. Mm-hmm. Now, are you just? Can you stand up? Are you just kind of?
I wasn't able to stand up. No, I was hurting pretty bad at that point. I wasn't sweating. I was dried up, sucked up, and you know, I didn't think they were gonna scrap the fight. I thought they were gonna tell me, you know, maybe if you come in, which they did. They said if you cut 2 pounds in 1 hour, maybe we can make the fight happen. But I wasn't gonna be able to cut
2 pounds,
half a pound. In
now, when the fight, now when they say fight's off, are you just like, fuck it, I'm going ice cream, pizza?
Oh no way, man! I cried.
You cried. You really
I did
cried?
Cry a little bit, man. Oh, how man. Would I not, man? This was a huge opportunity at the Madison Square Garden against Don Cerrone. I possibly could have gotten a title shot or close to it after that fight. So yeah, man, I got emotional. I sat down. I cried in my hotel room and. You know, I just enjoyed the fights, I guess. Later on that night,
did you go to the fights?
I didn't go to the fights. I went over to a friend's house and we watched them.
You know what's funny? I was going to call you and be like, where are you watching the fight? I swear to God, I was in New York. I had no show.
And
I was going to call you and be like, hey, man, where are you watching the fights? But then I think I just would have felt terrible.
I was super depressed, bro.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have answered, to be honest.
No, I did talk to you.
Yeah.
I did call you.
Yeah, that's true. That's
plus,
true.
I was making jokes about you.
Dude, so
I felt terrible. Yeah. I'm like, man, Kelvin's my friend, but this is still pretty funny.
I know. I know. You get some jokes out of it for sure, but you were probably one of the few persons that called me, and that meant a lot, because while everybody else was blasting me, you know, I had a few really good people that actually just made the call. I can count them, and I can count them on one hand, and you were one of them.
Well, I felt
so
I know
you,
how
bro.
Hard you work, man. And I know like you're young, and I know like just some people just have a tough time with weight. Now you're gonna stay at 85, and you're fighting Vitor Belfort.
Yes, sir. Main event in Fortaleza, Brazil, coming up in March. And you know, I signed a new 6-fight deal. I got a little raise. Well, not a little raise, but I got a nice contract now, you know, and which I'm pretty happy about. So good things are coming. I feel like 2017 is going to be awesome.
It's going to be great. Now, you're fighting Belfort in Brazil.
Yes.
Is there still USADA in Brazil?
I freaking hope so. You know, I freaking hope so. I'm gonna have to say something about it because I really hope so. You know, we all know all the past history of Vitor, and I hope there's a USADA next to his house.
Because TRT Vitor is a very dangerous man. We saw he did the Rockhold.
Oh yes,
Bisbing.
Oh,
I mean, you know, TRT Kelvin is tacos, ribs, and Twinkies, but TRT Belfort is
love it.
And you know, I'm like, fuck. You got to figure out a way to get... there's no way you can move the fight to Florida or
right?
Vegas?
Yeah, I don't know. They offered me the fight, and I jumped right on it. I was like, why not? This is a huge opportunity against a big name, against a legend like Vitor. But, you know, I also feel like there's a lot of fighters that are probably on something that I already fought. So I'm not going to name names, but I felt like a lot of fighters are. You know,
you ever look back and be like, wow, I won the Ultimate Fighter... I beat Johnny Hendricks. I mean, Johnny Hendricks, two-time national champion, former UFC champion. Like, yeah. I mean, some of the guys, I beat Tim Kennedy. I beat Jake Ellenberger. I mean, you've the list of guys you've beat. Even your fight against Woodley, was a close fight. You could argue that you won
Magny
that fight.
Magny was a close fight.
By the way, Magny Ellenberger this weekend. Who do you think wins this fight?
Magny Hendricks. You mean
Magny Hendricks? Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with Magny.
Okay.
Magny because I don't know what Johnny Hendricks is showing up. Magny because I feel like he'll be able to use his range better. Yeah, and defend the takedowns of Johnny Hendricks.
I know, but that last fight I was there with Magny and Lorenz Larkin.
Oh yeah, that was
where
good.
He got blitzed out quickly.
Yeah, that was nice.
And I worry that Hendricks has one good round in him.
Yeah.
If he does have that one good round. I mean, you've been there. You stood across the cage from Hendricks. How hard does he hit?
I have a hard head, man. I don't know. I did not feel it. I have a hard head.
Who's the guy that hit you the hardest?
The most pain I've felt after a fight, I remember, was after the Uriah Hall fight. I've never, ever.
Even Rick Story.
I've never in my life felt the way I did after the Uriah Hall fight. You know, I just sat in a chair like a zombie. You know, like.
What's up with Uriah Hall, man? I mean, some days he looks like a world beater.
I talked to him. He just needs to really find his own place. He feels like he might be moving around too much. And I told him that's kind of how I felt at first. I was moving between Yuma and San Diego and Phoenix. And I was like, this is too much traveling around. I need one place where I can just sit down, concentrate, and get better as a martial artist. And I felt like I found that when I went to Kings.
You're at Kings now. You're with a bunch of really good guys. You're with Jake.
Yeah.
You're with Bubba Jenkins. All my co-hosts.
Yeah.
What happened?
Those are all great
Dos
guys.
Anjos, why did Dos Anjos leave the gym?
Shoot, that's a good question, man. There was a lot of rumors going around the gym, and mainly he was just, I think he was just looking to blame other people after he lost the title, and. Just a lot of drama got created after he lost the title, and I didn't get too much into it because it's none of my business, but that's just rumors going around the gym, you know?
Now, I had heard when it comes to training, like, first day people beat you in the gym, women beat you.
women beat
I heard people sign up, like, newbies, like, people are taking, like, some cardio kickboxing class. They come in, they tool on you, but then when it comes to fight, you beat everybody. Is there any truth to this?
There is a minuscule truth to that, No, I don't have any moms coming in and beating me up.
Soccer moms
are
following you at the gym.
No, I mean, I'm the guy that gets beat up at the gym, for sure. You know, and I was having a conversation with Fabrice Verdum. He's like, bro, you train good, but you fight even better. You know,
which is better than the opposite, because you've heard the opposite, the stories of Mike Pyle at the gym.
Yes.
Nothing against Mike Pyle.
Absolutely.
Had a great career, but I heard in the gym.
He's just a world beater. Yeah, I heard the same. And absolutely, you're right. I'd rather be the opposite. I'd rather be the guy getting beat up in the gym and learning. And then winning the fight.
Now, what is it? You're at training. Are you just not trying? Are you just kind of taking it slow? Are you drunk? Like, did you eat a weed brownie? Like, what is it that you're just kind of like happy to be there? Why are you getting...
No, I train hard, man. Come on. I train hard. I'm just... It just takes me... I'm just not as skilled. It just takes me a little while longer.
Okay.
You know, it takes me a while to build up my skills, for sure. A lot of people think I have all this natural talent. It's not, man. I've had to work hard for my skills and talents.
The funny part is that your gym, Tim Kennedy, they kept saying how much advantage you had in boxing. Boxing. And I'm like, Kevin was a state champ wrestler.
Yeah.
You were Arizona state champion.
Exactly.
It's not just boxing that you're... I mean, I think of you as a wrestler first.
Yeah.
But now everyone's talking about your boxing.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the way I think of myself, too. I'm a wrestler first and then everything else behind it. But I boxed for like 2 years. There was the time where before I was in the UFC where I did nothing but box for 2 years, and I never even stepped foot on a mat for 2 years.
Were you thinking about becoming a pro boxer?
I was thinking about, no, I was just thinking about taking amateur fights and just getting better at boxing just for the hell of it. You know, obviously it paid off. You know, I did a lot of work when I was before the UFC, and that's how I got better, when I was already in, you know, in the show.
Well, I mean, you're killing it, man. I'm
you know, and I'm only getting better. So I mean, I'm still learning. I'm still growing. And, you know,
What happened to that? What happened to that trainer you were dating? You were dating some hot trainer from Orange County, white chick with a fucking great ass. This was your girl. You said she was the one. What happened?
I don't know about that, but she was a great girl. She moved. I don't know where exactly, but we just decided to call it off. It was mutual, to be honest. We kind of just fell apart.
Okay.
Yeah, it just didn't work out.
Was it because you weren't showing up for her training sessions?
Probably because I wasn't showing up at all. No, I'm kidding. You know, we just kind of fell apart, man. You know, just two people just fall apart.
Yeah.
You know? No, but she's a great girl.
How old are you now?
25.
25? See, that's the thing, man. That's what I think people don't realize, that like when you know, not to give you an excuse for your actions, because it's bullshit. I mean, you signed a contract, you should make weight.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, the thing is that you're so good, Kelvin. Like, that's the problem. If you were just some scrub guy, but you're literally fighting Donald Cerrone and people are picking you.
No, that's crazy.
So that's why people are just let down.
Yeah.
They're not
I understand that.
I mean, that's why people get upset with you. Now, what type of Twitter and comments on Facebook were you getting when all that shit went down?
Oh, man. Anything you can imagine. Like, the worst and nastiest things you can ever imagine. And it was pretty hurtful, to be honest.
Did you respond? Did you read it all, or did you...
No. I mean, every now and then I would catch one or two. But, I'm a sensitive guy.
Yeah.
You know, and if I read it all, it's going to get to me. And I'm going to break down, and I don't want that. I don't want that in my life. I don't want that negative stuff in my life, you know. I consider myself a very positive person, so I just like to look at the positive things.
I was wondering that, man. I'm like, man. Like,
it was pretty bad, man.
Sometimes I fuck up and people, like, tweet me, but I couldn't imagine being you, because people were probably writing you, like, the quick,
nasty stuff, bro.
Like, just horrible
nasty
things.
Nasty stuff, yes. And horrible, horrible stuff.
But you didn't respond to any of it?
No, to any of it. You know, millions of messages and comments online, but not one person had the balls to actually do it to my face. Not one person.
Well, you're a trained killer, but you're right.
Yeah.
That is,
not one person. One person actually did, but he's like, hey, man. He came up to me. He was at a bar. He's a little drunk. He's like, hey, man, I was talking shit. And I ate my words. I'm sorry. Yeah, and I was like, all right. I shook his hand. I was like, all right, man.
It's amazing, though, after stopping Tim Kennedy, how many people then come back on so quick.
People are so quick to turn, you know? And I can only imagine what Ronda Rousey had to go through, you know? She went through a whole year off of social media because it was that bad, you know?
Yeah.
And she's still not doing any media this week.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's a little unfair. But if Amanda's not doing it, then that's fair, you know. But I feel like Dana White has punished people for not going to the media.
Canceled fights.
Taking Nick Diaz out of big fights and taking other people out of big fights. Conor McGregor out of big fights for that reason. So, I mean, it's just a little hypocritical, but...
Yeah, no, I think it's very hypocritical. And, you know, I think it is a double standard. I know that Ronda brings a lot of eyeballs that people don't, or most people don't. Maybe McGregor and Nick Diaz do, but maybe, you know, you're not going to see them on Ellen anytime soon.
So. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Who do you think wins this fight?
That's a tough one, man, because, you know, everybody knows I love Ronda. I love Ronda Rousey. No, I've always been a big fan of Ronda, always will support her, but I feel like she's got a big handful. She's got a handful with Amanda. You know, Muay Thai is great. She's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Like, she's just not going to give that arm that easy. You know, and I feel like if Ronda hasn't gone out and changed her game up a little bit and we see the same Ronda, like, that's...
We also don't know how Ronda is going to react to getting hit. You know, the thing about Ronda Rousey is Holly Holm is not a big puncher. She's a very precise puncher.
Yeah.
But she's not a big puncher.
Power puncher.
Nunez
hits
fucking hard.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Brock Lesnar. You know, Brock Lesnar, when he got hit, he all of a sudden turtled up.
Yeah.
You know, will that happen with Ronda? You know, Ronda's a tough girl. I like Ronda's mom a lot. Her mom is my friend. Her mom came on my podcast. Her mom's cool. Ronda herself has written me a text that was not very nice, telling me to fuck off, basically. Not even basically, just telling me to fuck off. So,
Ronda?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So, and I was like always supportive of Ronda.
Right,
In fact, I, you know, there were a lot of jokes over the years. The only time any fighter's ever gotten mad at me for making a joke about them is when they lose. So when someone loses, I don't fuck with them.
Okay.
You know, it's one thing that maybe... The only person is Bob Sapp because of the way he was losing, which was tapping out after getting double-legged or something.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, maybe I can make that. But if somebody loses, or it maybe Sage Northcutt's first loss where I felt like the choke wasn't in and he tapped.
Right, kind
of a panic tap. But still, I don't fuck with people when they lose. So I didn't make fun of Ronda. And I didn't even mention the whole Travis Brown thing. That was not even... But she, you know, she kind of lashed out, and I understand. I mean, I can't even imagine what it's like to be in Ronda's shoes.
I had one
article written about me once, and I couldn't sleep for 3
really?
weeks.
Really? Yeah.
Negative article.
Oh, man, I'm sure she saw everything you can't even imagine.
Yeah. So, you know, but I do think Nunez wins this fight. I should have made the bet. I was going to actually bet on this fight. She was at like a plus 270. Yeah,
doing what you're doing.
It's going to be a weird fight. I'm excited, though. I'm excited to watch it. Now, Dominic Cruz, Cody Garbrandt. Who do you like in this fight?
Dominic Cruz, Cody Garbrandt. This is an interesting fight. I think Dominic Cruz takes it with his experience and his lateral movement that he does and all his angles that he does.
Reason. So you train over there.
I trained with him before and I sparred with him. The guy is like trying to spar a whack-a-mole. You know what I mean? Like, you can't hit the guy. The guy's going angle to angle. You know, I can't hit him.
Now, and, that frustrates you. I mean, you're 180? He's like 150 probably.
Yeah.
And is he lighting you up?
Yes, he is. I'm not going to lie. He lit me up one time. You know? He's not good, man. You know, he's that quick and he's that good, and he uses angles that I'm not very familiar with. You know, he's got a crazy style that I haven't seen with anybody. I've trained with a lot of world champions, and he's got a really different style. So I think he's going to take it with his experience, with his movement, and his approach to the fight game is just like any other that I've seen.
Now, after Belfort, are you going to go back down to 170?
That's the plan, yeah, man.
Now, what do you think about Mike Dolce saying that you could make 155? Is that true?
I think, I think if I eat the way that I eat during camp.
What are you eating? Are you just, is it unlimited? Are you just going fucking balls to the wall?
I mean, before I did, not anymore, you know. I get 40, 50 pounds
of. You got to get a chick that like says to you, listen, Kelvin, every time you go over 181, I will not give you a blowjob. You got to get a chick like that. Seriously, you got to get a girl to be like, I'm not giving you blowjobs if you're over 181.
Oh, man.
I honestly think that's what's going to have to take. I think the UFC should pay for a chick. Now, what did Dana say? Now, Dana, when after UFC 205, what did Dana say to you?
I did not have any personal contact with them. My manager did, which was good.
Because
he's like, yeah, I took all the shit for you. They yelled at me, not at you. And I'm like, all right, better you than me.
Did they say that they were like actually screaming?
Well, he said they were talking a lot of shit, yeah. Fuck, he said they were talking a lot of shit, and I'm like, well, better than you than me.
That's got to be one of the worst feelings in the world, man. I cannot imagine. New York City, first time ever.
Jesus.
God damn.
I curled up and cried. I'm telling you. And that's what happened. You know, the biggest fight of my life, biggest opportunity of my life, and I let it slip by. But
was there any girls in New York you hooked up with? Or was there any chicks that make you feel better there?
I'm dating a girl now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she have a name?
Her name is Macy, yes.
Do I know her?
No.
What does she do?
She's a student.
Where at? In college?
Yeah.
Getting a college chick?
Yeah.
How?
She just graduated.
In LA? USC? UCLA?
And LSU.
LSU.
She lives in New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
White girl?
Yeah.
Nice.
She's a nice girl.
That's why you're not making weight. She's making you those Cajun pies.
No, she's cool.
Good. Where'd you meet her?
I actually met her here in Vegas, you know, and we kept in contact, and we kind of just started hanging out. Like, I was like, hey, you want to hang out? And we're like, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You know? So UFC 200, you were still dating her back then?
No.
Oh, okay, this is after. This is all new.
Yeah, this is new.
You meet her on Tinder?
No, I didn't mean it. I didn't.
Bumble?
No.
Farmers Only? Was she your delivery person when you ordered in food?
What's no, all man, right. I just met her out here in Vegas. She's a fun girl, man. She's a really nice girl.
Okay, all right. So, good for you. I like it.
Enjoying myself.
Now, TJ Dillashaw versus John Lineker. You got to feel bad for TJ Dillashaw, man.
Dillashaw. Oh, yeah.
That might be the roughest road back to the title.
And I read he's not promised a title shot after that fight.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy beat Asensio, yeah. The one loss he had.
Yeah.
Now he's got to fight John Lineker, hands of stone.
Yeah.
This guy's worse than making weight than you are.
Literally. You guys think I'm bad. This guy's done it far more than me. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Is that what you tell Dana? Like, hey, well, look at what John did 7 times.
No.
Is that,
No, but it makes me feel a little bit better
does
about
really?
Myself.
When he misses weight, do you throw a party?
No. All right. I'm kidding.
Now, who wins this fight?
Ah, man, that's a hard fight. That's a hard fight. But I think with the movement that Dillashaw brings, I think he takes it.
I feel bad. TJ's like the forgotten ex-champion.
Yeah, he's so good.
Nobody ever talks about him.
He's so good, too.
People had him beating Cruz that first fight.
Yeah.
I thought
it was a razor-thin, sharp decision.
I mean, he beat Burrell twice. He was the guy to really, like, dethrone how good Burrell was.
Yeah.
And now he's going to fight John Lineker.
He's so underappreciated.
And Lineker, I mean, I talked to John Dodson. This dude hits like a steel truck.
A truck, right? Yeah. It's what it looks like. I mean, he's destroyed his last 5 opponents.
Well,
right?
Dodson he didn't destroy.
Oh, all right.
But
right.
He had him hurt a couple times. I mean, he had him rocked. And John was running a lot of that fight. John still thinks he won that fight because he landed more punches. It was depends on, you know, how you fight.
I like that little dude, John Dodson.
You can't dislike him. He's one of my favorite people ever. And he's like, oh, he's another guy like you who, like, I remember when you were on The Ultimate Fighter, you asked me to roast you.
Oh, really?
And Dodson's the same way.
Really?
Another guy who has a good sense of humor, man. So I got to go for TJ in this fight, but
yeah.
I actually asked Dodson who wins this fight because he fought them both. He knocked out TJ Dillashaw in The Ultimate Fighter finale. And he said TJ wins this fight.
I think so, too.
Tarek Safardine versus Dong Young Kim.
Man, Dong Young Kim's been out of the equation for a little while, hasn't he?
Yep.
So, I mean, I just don't know how much he can bring to the table at this point. Same with Safardine coming off his loss with Rick Story, I think.
Yep.
They're both top 10 welterweights. I just think they're on their way out. You know,
number nine, number 12.
Yeah.
Tarek's number 12. Kim is number 9.
I just don't know much to say about them. I just think they're on their way out. That's my opinion.
Yeah. So who do you think? I think Tarek wins, but I wouldn't bet on him because I don't know what Tarek's going to show up either.
And you don't know what Kim's going to show up. He's been out. I don't know what's going to happen in this fight.
So when you fight Jake Ellenberger in the cage and he's taking you down, are you whispering like, yeah, but who won in the real fight?
No, man. He's been doing real good in the gym. I expected him to do good in the gym. I mean, he fought like he did, and man, it was just a real unfortunate incident that happened.
I think it'll be overturned. I do. I mean,
I hope so.
You got your foot
cut
in a cage, and he was coming back. Mm-hmm. Think about Jake, because he hits fucking hard.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure
you know, right?
Yeah.
Like, he has that power, and you're always in a fight when you have that power.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. You always got the puncher's chance.
Now, how do you think right now you would do against Bisping?
Really good. Really good. I think I can beat Bisping.
So if you beat Vitor Belfort, I mean, could you? Do you think maybe you could win the 170 and the 185 belts?
I have confidence in myself that I can. Yeah, I have thought about it, and people have been telling me about it as well. And
but you said guys are too big at that weight, 85. Do you believe that?
Yeah, they are too big. But at the same time, I feel like my skills now are able to match up well with theirs, regardless of their size.
So who would it be, like Romero, you think would give you the toughest?
I think somebody like Rockhold would give me a hard time. Somebody tall and lengthy like him.
Jacare?
Jacare with his jiu-jitsu. You know, he's just world class. But I feel like, man, if somebody else is doing that at two weight classes, why not me too, you know?
I would love to see it, man. Kelvin Gastelum. you'd be the only guy to win the belt in two weight classes by accident.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
That would be awesome. You would be an inspiration to heavy people everywhere. They would be so excited. You'd be their leader.
Good.
Because you're not even fat. Like you make a fat joke about Roy Nelson. You're not fat. You just come in overweight.
Yeah,
not actually fat.
Right.
I mean, right?
Yeah. No.
Like if you weren't fighting, how much do you think you'd weigh?
If I wasn't fighting?
Yeah.
Man, usually by now, with the holidays and now, I should be up to like 215, 220.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, you're pretty fat.
Okay. Thank you.
I take it back.
No, but I'm, but man, I woke up under 198 pounds the other day, and that was after Christmas.
Wow.
Which I was pretty good because I almost showed up on fight week weight. 198.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
You know? And, you know, so I'm pretty proud of myself. It's just making little adjustments.
So, Lewis Smoka, Ray Borg.
Lewis Smoka and Ray Borg. Man, Lewis Smoka is a crafty little guy.
But he got upset the last time.
By the Mexican Brandon Moreno.
Yep.
Yeah, but he's a crafty guy too. But you know, he just got beat by a really good fighter in Brandon Moreno. But I think Smoka is crafty in his own right. You know, he got caught in his last fight, but I think he takes this fight.
He beats Ray Borg.
Yeah,
Ray Borg's tough.
He comes forward and fights, man. Ray Borg comes in and fights.
Okay, so you got Smoka too in that one. See, that's the thing.
You have him too.
I lost money on Smoka last time. I had Smoka.
You had him winning
against Moreno. I'm like, he was like a 6-1 favorite. I'm like, oh, this is a lock. And
no, the guy's a real deal. Brandon Moreno.
Yeah,
that kid is keep your eye on him.
I know that now. I wasn't aware. Because the only thing I saw him was that on the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
Lost
to Pantoja, I think.
That guy was good, but I'm like, okay.
He's the number one ranked guy in the tournament.
No, I know. I know.
And they still had, a 3-round war or 2-round war?
Yeah. Mike Pyle, Alex Garcia.
Mike Pyle, Alex Garcia. You know, I've trained with Alex Garcia at TriStar. He's good. Good. But he's not very active, which is weird. But I'm going to have to go with Alex Garcia just because I think he's got less miles than Mike Pyle.
I hope Pyle wins. I know he is 72 years old. he's a buddy of mine.
Mike Pyle is awesome, man. Yeah, I've met him a few times, been around him a little bit.
He's always got his work come out. They keep giving him these.
I know, yeah.
Monsters, you know. I hate when a guy becomes a gatekeeper because I feel like there's no real advantage to that. You're just basically, fighting guys that are monsters, and if you beat them, they're no longer monsters, but you're not really advancing. I wish that Pyle would go on some kind of one-legged run.
Right. And that's really up to him. I don't know what his motivation is to keep fighting, but that I think that's really up to him. If he wants to fight all these big names, he should ask for these big names.
Yeah.
I think.
Are you active on social media? Do you call people out or no?
I mean,
you did call out Belfort.
I did call out Belfort.
But was he the only guy that you wanted to fight at 85?
I had just heard that he needed a replacement, and I said if they offered me a fight like Vitor Belfort, in Brazil, because I know he needs a replacement, I will take it. And sure enough, they obliged. You know, which was pretty cool. You know,
I worry about that in Brazil thing.
Right.
That's hard.
And that worries me too.
Brazilian chicks are gonna be texting you. Have you seen Brazilian girls?
Yes.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, I do.
Don't go there 2 weeks early. Go there like the day of the fight.
No.
Get off the plane and fight.
No, man. Fight week, usually I'm pretty focused, and I like to keep it light.
Just make sure they have, like, hire your own, could you hire your own private USADA people?
wear one of those, is it a chastity belt? I don't know what the fuck, is that for women?
No, I'm saying as far as, like, testing, can you hire your own personal steroid tester?
I don't know, man. Shit, I really hope that they test him. And I'm going to be more vocal about that in the future.
Yeah.
Leading up to the fight, I really hope they test
him. Like, tweet about it now. Start tweeting.
Yeah. I'm going to be really vocal about it because that's something that really does worry me, you know?
Like, everyone knows you're not on anything. Just look at you.
I'm on Twinkies. What was it? The TRT? The
Twinkies, ribs, and tacos.
I'm on that TRT.
Brandon Thatch against Nico Price. You know anything about
Brandon Thatch and Nico Price? I don't know much about Nico Price.
He's 8-0.
I do know about Brandon Thatch. His last fight was Benson?
Yep. He lost that fight. I think he's fought in since then, though.
He's fought since then?
Yeah, pretty sure he has.
He came into the scene kind of a hot prospect. It just hasn't made a lot of noise like I thought he would.
Yeah, a lot of guys like that. Remember that guy Eric from Mexico? That Eric...
Goito?
Yeah.
Goito Perez? Yeah, my friend and that's my buddy.
People were saying he was going to be a world beater.
Yeah, well, he's been off and off. On and off with injuries.
Eric Silva I'm talking about from Brazil.
Oh, Eric Silva. Oh, okay.
People were saying he was the next big thing.
Yes.
And
he was knocking people out first and then, yeah, he kind of came. He's good, though.
Brandon Thatch lost to C.R. Baduzara in 2016, March, and he lost to Gunnar Nelson. And then he lost to Ben Henderson. So he's on a 3-fight losing streak.
Oh, wow.
And now they're giving him an undefeated prospect.
Oh, wow.
At 8-0.
I did not know that.
So Brandon Thatch has to...
He has to win this fight.
Yeah.
Or else he loses his job.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Is that how you felt a little bit against Tim Kennedy? Were you feeling like maybe if you had lost, they were going to cut you?
I didn't think they were going to cut me, but I'd definitely be in a worse position than I am now.
Yeah.
I just think I wouldn't be in the same position that I am now. You know, I signed a new deal. I got a nice contract. And
spent it all on food or no?
No.
Tell us the truth.
Forget you, man. Yeah. And now I got a main event fight in Brazil. So
that's like, awesome.
I'm in a much better position than if I would have lost or I don't know what would have happened. But I definitely wouldn't have
Chael
that.
I remember when Chael Sonnen was fighting Vitor Belfort. And Chael told me, he was talking shit to Belfort. I'm like, are you crazy? This is back when Belfort was just killing people. And he goes, listen, for Belfort, if he doesn't beat you in the first round, he quits. if you look at all his wins, all his wins are in the first round. At that point, they were, except for maybe one or two. But if he gets past the first round, he's mentally, he folds.
Wow.
But that first round, you really have to watch out for.
Yeah, and we know that. We know that coming into the fight. So we're going to prepare for that, man. You know, I got to use the head a little bit. I got to use the brain a little bit.
Use the brain on this one. But I feel like, he's got great boxing.
Yeah.
You have really good boxing.
Yeah.
But the thing about him, though, is...
But it's not smart to stand there and trade with him, you know.
Yeah, even Weidman said he had been hurt by him. He goes, he got hurt, I took him down. Is that your plan, just take him down?
I think at some point in the fight it is, but not, you know, I'm not going to stand with him 100% because that'd be stupid. That's his thing.
Yes.
You know, but at some point in the fight, I think I'm gonna go for a takedown or something.
And you're not going to get the nerves as far as Brazilian fans trying to chant, you will die, and all that stuff?
Ooh, I'm all here. Yeah. Man, I got a lot of Brazilian fans going online and telling me, like, hey, estamos picando na torcida para você, saying they're supporting me.
Okay.
The Brazilians. I was like, what? They're like, I'm a big Vitor fan and I'm Brazilian, but I'm going for you in this fight.
Now, your mom and dad, right?
Your mom.
What did your mom say when you didn't make the weight? Did she yell at you?
She's disappointed, yeah.
Did she ground you?
Nah, man. She didn't ground me. No. She was pretty pissed, man. She was pretty pissed and pretty mad.
She cursed at you in Spanish?
Really disappointed. No, she didn't curse at me. she was pretty mad, man, and that's the person that I care about the most, you know, and that's the only person that I care about who's looking, you know, and for her to be disappointed at me was my biggest, downfall.
But, you know, but listen, my parents used to hate when I used to
She understands, though, yeah.
Like, they never understood cutting weight, my parents. They were like... Oh, God. I think most...
Don't.
Unless you are a wrestler yourself, they don't understand why you have to lose weight, and they and he's she's gotta see you suffering.
Yeah, she does.
Feeling bad for you.
Oh yeah.
And just wanting to make you that big, you know, platter, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. My mom, like I'm the small one of the family, so like I'm her baby.
How many brothers do you have?
I have one older sister. You know, and it's just me, you know, and I've always been the small one, and I've always been her baby, you know what I mean? So she takes care of me, man. She's always been real overprotective of me, and she sees me suffer, and it's not good, man. Yeah, she gets pretty, like, very emotional.
So you apologize to her? Say, sorry, Mom.
Of course, of course.
Did she go to New York to see you?
She did.
Oh.
She did.
God.
Yeah, I know.
How many families do you have?
My sister, my mom, my... like my best friend, who's like my brother. I pretty much call him my brother now. You know, he's like my best friend, Carlos.
I know Carlos. He's
Ah, Carlos. Yeah, you know Carlos. Yeah, exactly, Carlos. And then I had Macy, the girl that I'm dating now, and her parents. And
they came to New York.
Yeah, man, it was just embarrassing.
Well, you know what? You made up for it with Jim Kennedy.
I hope so, man. But hey, the tides. Quick change.
Absolutely, man.
Quickly changed.
That's the thing about
the
you.
The tide, man. Quickly changed once I won that fight. Like, I could totally tell the change of energy in my social media.
Yeah.
You know, so much positive positivity and cool messages that people leave. All the people that do support me showed themselves finally. I was like, where were all these people when I was getting fucking shitted on by the rest of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So this week, also on Saturday night, Justin Gaethje.
Justin Gaethje.
Is fighting Yao, Brazilian Samurai, Zeferino. Gaethje's got this, right?
Gaethje has got this, but I think that fight got scrapped.
Oh, that got scrapped?
Yeah.
Who's Gaethje fighting?
I don't know.
All right, well, we don't know this. Jake Shields taking on John Fitch.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good fight.
Jake Shields takes it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've trained with Jake Shields. His ground game is just phenomenal, bro. On another level, for sure.
But John Fitch is no...
I know it's not walking the park, for sure. That dude's a veteran.
He blocked me on Twitter, though.
Who, John Fitch?
Yeah, I don't know why.
What?
I have no idea.
Did you make any dumb joke about
him?
I'm
sure I did, but it was nothing nothing personal or nothing.
Right, right.
It's kind of like his fights are boring or nothing that he hasn't heard or anything.
Right.
But I'm a John Fitch fan. I was like, oh, really? Damn. Well, you never know, man. People have bad days or something, you know. And
true.
You see something online, you're like, fuck this.
I guess, yeah, right.
But, yeah, I like, I happen to like.
Yeah, Jake John Fitch is not a walk in the park, for sure. But I like Jake Shields in this fight.
Yeah, I think Jake Shields, I think he wins this fight. I do think he wins this fight.
Yeah, they're both grapplers, like mainly grapplers. I think just Jake Shields has a better ground game.
Also on this card, my man Smolino, you know him?
Who?
Smolino Rama.
No.
He was this guy. He beat Steve Mako. You know, Steve Mako.
A heavyweight?
Yeah, he beat Mako.
He beat him. No way.
And he was like in Canada, but then he couldn't get out of the country. Because,
I remember Steve Mako.
Yeah, he's training an American Top Team now. He's actually the wrestling coach.
Oh, wow, okay.
American Top Team. But so Smolino, he was like not allowed back in Greece for some reason, and he's Greek, so he was in Canada. Then he got in trouble in Canada.
Oh,
so he
wow.
He got into the U.S. He's been training over everywhere. He's been at Jones's, at Greg Jackson's, and he's at ATT. So he's a good fighter, and I think he finally has his shit together.
Nice.
So I'm happy for him.
I'll keep our eye open on that one.
Because
if you beat Mako, you're a beast, dude. That dude's no joke.
Yeah. He's fighting against Jake Hune.
I know Jake.
Jake the Honey Bear.
The Honey Bear. Yeah, I know Jake.
Jake's pretty good, right?
Jake's really good. He actually fought to get into the house on the Ultimate Fighter 17 against Adam Sella. And then he did again in another season, and now he fights World Series. Yeah, I followed him for a while.
You know? Should be a good fight against.
Yeah,
Pino.
That dude's really good.
So also Paul Bradley,
my boy Paul.
Right?
Yeah, my boy Paul. I trained with him for a while out in San Diego at Alliance.
Two-time All-American.
out of Iowa. Yeah,
underrated fighter. I feel like there's a guy really who's never caught a break.
Yeah,
never caught a break. He's fighting Yushin Okami, who, I mean, that guy's been to the top. Fought Anderson Silva, beaten some many great people.
He got released, I think, while still being the number two middleweight in the world. Right?
Yeah, something
like one of the best middleweights, and then he got released. I don't know why.
So
but
who wins that fight?
Like I said, I think he's just Paul is an underrated fighter, and I've trained with him. I know how good he is, and I know how hard he hits. So I'm going to have to take him.
He's also a wrestling coach. He has 60 kids.
Yeah. He goes out to Yuma and teaches some wrestling programs.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he is, man.
Good dude. No, there's a guy I root for, and I feel like there's, you know. Shane Crutchton, my buddy.
Shane, yeah. Shane.
San Diego, Marine, Purple
Heart. Yeah.
He's fighting Jeremy Mahone. Mahone will be his buddy.
Oh, wow.
So, he's fighting a former
superstar. Interesting.
Wow.
Come on, private.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's
so
crazy.
So that's going to be on. And then also my man who is fighting a 14-0 fighter, Andre Harris, former Titan FC champion. Guy that gets no fucking respect. 14-0, Titan let him go. Now he's in the World Series of Fighting. He's on the card.
Wow.
That's Saturday.
Good Saturday.
I know. Krokop versus King Mo.
Krokop versus King Mo. Oh,
King
God.
Mo,
you think King Mo?
You?
I think Krokop will just Krokop
him. He's just going to knock him out?
He's just a head kick.
Really?
Head kick.
Even though he's like 125 years old?
Even though? You see the size of his leg? It's the size of King Mo.
So you think, really? You think, okay.
I think King Krokop will take it with the head kick.
All right, so they're fighting.
Mark my words.
Also, Amir Ali Akbari is taking on Heath Herring.
Amir Akbari.
I don't know who that guy is, but he's fighting Heath Herring.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know where Heath Herring's been in the last few years.
He's fighting. Rindakai is taking Kanako Murata. Yeah, that was a great weigh-in, by the way. And then also on this card, my man Darren Cruikshank.
No way.
He's fighting Sotaro Kitioka. You know who that is?
No.
I have no idea, but Cruikshank's pretty good.
We're going with Cruikshank on that one.
And then Absolute Championship Berkut. The ACB is one of Russia's biggest MMA promotions.
Ah, that's right.
They are fighting. It's actually going to be January 13th in Irvine. And some of the people fighting on this card are Tim Haig, Mike Kyle, Jesse Taylor, Pat Healy, and Danny Martinez.
Oh, wow, Danny.
Light heavyweight is Thiago Silva versus Jared Torgensen.
I got a buddy fighting there that same weekend, Arthur Estrazula. He's fighting out of Kings.
Is he fighting? Oh, yes, he's fighting Dave Cochrane.
Dave Cochrane?
Yeah, not Dakota Cochran.
Oh,
not the former.
That guy? I was like, wait, that guy?
I like that guy.
Oh, okay. I was mixing him. I was like, wait, what?
Mike Kyle's taking on Tim Haig.
Tim Haig and Mike Kyle. I know those names. I can't put a face.
Kyle was the guy. He was actually really, really tough. He fought in Strikeforce back in the day. He was the guy that kicked the guy after the fight was over and almost got like a suspended, but trains of American Top Team. You know Mike Kyle.
I think
he almost knocked out Bigfoot Silva in one of those fights where like he almost blasted him but then ended up losing. Tim Haig lost in 7 seconds in Canada, but he's a good fighter. He's a good fighter. He lost to, I think, Smolino beat him. But he's a good fighter.
I know the names. I just can't put a face to it either.
And then my buddy Tarion Ware, he put on the podcast, is fighting Nick Mamalis. And so, yeah, that's January 13th. Excited about that. So ACB.
ACB.
It's good.
These Russian promotions are doing really good promoting their fights. I mean, there's a lot of money that's being put into them, a lot of production being put into them, and then they're putting big cards with big names that are not signed in the UFC. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, actually, Melvin Gallard just signed a $1 million
tournament if he wins.
Oh, wow. Look at that. You see, like, all these other promotions popping out of nowhere, just investing all kinds of money, which is pretty cool.
It was great. It's great for guys like Melvin Gillard,
yeah.
Tim Haig, yeah. Jesse Taylor. Remember JT Money? Remember him? The Ultimate
JT
Fighter?
JT Money, yeah.
All these
I'm
guys.
A UFC fighter, bro. And then he goes out and kicks out this limo. Yeah, I remember that. I was like, don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. That was one of the worst, actually. But yeah, I'm happy for these guys because, you know, there is something to be said about, you know, some guys is getting some bad breaks, bad management, tough losses. Guys like, you know, Gerald Harris, you know.
Yeah, Gerald Harris just made a big fight, you know, big noise coming up.
Yeah, so I got to root for guys like that.
You know? So it's
really nice that there's other promotions and not just the UFC. Something that's a little strange is we've had him on the show, Bobby Gunn.
He's
a bare knuckle fighter.
Okay.
He's 64-0 in bare knuckle fighting, and he's taking on Roy Jones Jr. in bare knuckle fighting.
This is a real fight that Roy Jones will put in.
Yes, in March. He was supposed to fight Shannon.
Googerty. Shannon Rich. Yeah.
But instead, he's fighting Roy Jones. Have you ever thought about doing bare knuckle, Kelvin?
I mean, no. No, not really. But that sounds kind of cool. No. I don't get the point. I don't know.
So, all right. So you got this 22-year-old girl. Now she's in college. Are you going to the dorms at night? Are you hanging out in the dorm rooms?
Sneaking in, jumping. No, I'm kidding. She lives at home, man.
With her parents?
Yeah.
So you're hanging out with her and her parents?
No. I have. She went, like I said, her parents went to go see me fight.
Yeah.
Well, not fight. In New York, and then met them for the first time. And it was a little awkward at first, but they're really nice people.
I'm sure. You know. I'm sure. Look, man. Look, you got to be. Like I told Ellenberger, I said, Jake, I'm there for you when you beat Matt Brown, and I'm there for you when you get your foot caught in the cage. You, Kelvin, I'm there for you for when you win, and for
thank
the,
you,
and
brother.
For the 12 times
thank
you. So I'm there for you, man.
And even though you talk all that, no, I'm kidding.
But
all those bad jokes,
here, man, because you have look. Here's what I do. You're gonna beat Vitor Belfort, right?
Yeah.
Then you're right there. Woodley's the champ. You have a split decision loss, right?
Yeah.
You're right.
One judge gave me all three rounds on that fight.
Wow.
You know that?
Nice. Was he a chef? but you're right there, dude.
That's funny.
You're right there. I mean, you got to go Woodley, Wonder Boy. Who's third? Robbie?
Robbie is right there.
And then
I like that fight with Robbie, man.
You want Robbie Lawler?
I think I like that fight. Or Donald Cerrone. You know, we got some unfinished business.
Cerrone's got to be there, but you're right there, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be right. You beat Tim Kennedy at 85. Yeah. Tim was ranked what?
10.
10.
10.
So you rank number 9 now at
but
85?
But he beat the champion, though.
He beat the champ.
I'm ranked 10 now at middleweight.
At 185.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Ranked top 10 in two weight classes. Hey.
That's crazy. You know, I think you got to make the 155. You got to get all three belts.
Now we got to go 155. Jesus.
Keep going back up. Get all the belts.
Man. I'm seriously considering challenging in both weight classes. Why not? Other people are doing it. Why not me?
But you okay, but now have we hired that other guy? Not Dolce. Who's the other guy?
George Lockhart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to continue working with him. Yeah.
No, but you were with him when you missed the weight, right?
I was. Well, he was with me only during the fight week. He helped me cut the weight. He wasn't there while I was, you know, meal prepping and all that stuff. You know, usually all the dieting and all the food that I have, I do it with somebody else. But he's there helping me out during the week.
Okay. Now, did you fire? Did you get mad at him? You say this is your fault?
No. I know that this is 100% my fault.
What did you eat? Like, what exactly? What was going on? When you're 23 pounds over on Monday,
yeah.
What's going through your head?
You just, you can't stop thinking about it. You can't stop thinking about it.
Are you watching a lot of porn to distract you?
You know, just to build up a sweat, you know, try and get it. No.
Isn't it true that your porn is the Food Network?
Yes. I stay at the hotel just fucking jerking off to the damn food that I see. No, I'm kidding.
Listen, Kelvin, man, you're a champ.
No, man.
You're a winner.
I'm still trying to get it all together, man. Just like everybody else, you know, we're all just trying to get it all together.
So when's this fight?
This will be in March, March 11th.
March 11th in Brazil.
In Brazil.
When are you going to Brazil? A week out? 2 weeks out?
I'm going like maybe a week and a half out.
Okay, a week and a half out. And you're at King's MMA for this camp?
Yeah.
Now who are you?
My buddy Beniel Dariush is fighting Edson Barboza, I think, in the co-main event.
Wow. Well, listen, Kelvin, it was great to have you on the podcast. March 4th, right?
Sir. Yes, sir. March 11th.
March 11th. March 11th. And if you like this podcast, you could tip us at Tip a Fighter. We are on Tip a Fighter. You could follow my everything on adamhunter.com. This is the last podcast for the year. So happy new year, everybody.
Hey, happy new year's.
Thank you, Kelvin Gastelum. Thank you guys so much. Take care and have a great week.